This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. What does financial success look like to people who are under 40 years old? Do they have realistic expectations? Well, with me now is Mary Lee Bliss, Chief Content Officer for YPulse, which recently surveyed people aged 13 to 39 about their earnings expectations. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, what is YPulse?
Yes, thank you. YPulse is the leading authority on young consumers. We are an agency that is constantly surveying young people in both North America and Western Europe to help brands really understand the next generation, where their eyes are, what their behaviors are, what trends they're leading in order to reach them.
Mary Lee, I'm really curious, why this survey?
Yes, so what YPulse does is always ask young people about their behaviors, but sometimes we see headlines about young people that we just don't quite believe based on our expertise. And we were seeing some headlines and stories that were pretty sensationalist about Gen Z really having these outrageous expectations for financial success that didn't line up with the previous generations. In fact, the headlines we were seeing and the stories that were out there were saying that they believed they needed over $500,000 a year to be financially successful, which was really, you know, many times more what any other generation in this story was saying that they needed. So we decided to ask ourselves.
What did you find out? What did they actually say about earnings expectations?
So we found very differently that in a survey that was nationally representative and balanced to really represent this population, when we ask, how much do you need to be, like, the salary that you earn per job per year was just in the question for you to be financially successful. 18 to 24-year-olds, Gen Z young adults, really only feel that they need around $58,000 to be financially successful. And that is very much in line with, you know, earnings and not outrageously out of line with other generations' perspectives.
Now, I noted when we kind of read through some of the coverage of your survey and some of the other news outlets, one of them chose to look at the difference between men and women. So I'm really curious what you saw between men and women and what their expectations are.
Yeah, there was a big delta between males and females. And it was something that we called out in our own research as well. So the gap between men and women defining financial success, young males say they feel that they would need about $70,000 a year to feel financially successful, while young females said around $59,000. And that's a large gap between a perception of financial success. There's a lot of reasons that we think that could be, but really, I think it's rooted in the existing gender pay gap and expectations that they already have. So their expectations around financial success are affected by what they're currently earning. And then that, in turn, changes what they think they can have in the future to be successful.
How close is this to what is the documented existing pay gap between men and women of these ages?
It is incredibly close, actually. So, you know, really, we are seeing their beliefs really mirroring what they're experiencing in reality.
Wow. Well, Mary Lee, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate you joining us on KMOX.
Thank you.
That is Mary Lee Bliss. She is Chief Content Officer for YPulse.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.